So let me start by asking you this particular question. Have you ever noticed how easy stress can take over your day? Even if it's been a great day, everything is just going in your direction. You go and you take a lotto ticket and you win the lotto. Or when it's a bad day, when things are just going wrong, you get into your car and suddenly you've got 4 flat tires, you've run out of fuel, and something has actually gone and cracked your windscreen. You see, regardless of the type of day, stress comes into it regardless. And this is something that really got me starting to look deeper into it. Now, I've just come out of a nice 2-day relaxation in the bush. And really where this originated from was, well, I was looking, and it was actually, it's a herd of impala that were literally just grazing. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they started running like their life depended on it. It was going from zero to stress in a split second. And we actually sat there looking at this and thinking, well, in nature, life is, well, stress-free. They're eating in the pastures. Everything is fantastic. And then all of a sudden, a cheetah comes. Now, the cheetah wasn't actually there to eat them. The cheetah actually just wanted some water to drink. But their stress levels went from zero to 100 in a split second. And that got me reflecting on, well, our life as humans. Everything goes well, and something triggers, something happens, something gets into our vision, and our stress goes from zero to off the charts. So really, when we start looking at this, we need to really start to accept it, because we don't want to live in high levels of stress. We know that stress is actually not great for our body. Our heart rates start going up. We start saying erratic things. We start doing erratic things. And in fact, it can actually create quite a negative space for us. And that can ripple to the people around us. So we need to actually validate when we're in these particular states that it's not something that, well, it doesn't just disappear in a perfect circumstance. In other words, those impala, even though the cheetah was actually scared off and ran in the opposite direction, the circumstances changed. There was no cheetah, but they were still stressed. They were still heightened. And that got me thinking even more. You know, when we get into this stressed state and whatever created the stress disappears, it isn't like a light switch. It doesn't just turn off. In fact, the only way that we can turn it off is from within. We've actually got to take almost these creative levels to reduce our stress. And when I reflect back on those impala, for them to reduce the stress was in fact to actually just run in the opposite direction and then find a new pasture where they could start grazing and relaxing and carrying on from there. So they had to actually change the entire environment. Now for us, we don't have that privilege of just saying, well, let me just change my environment. Let me just move to a different province or a different country to actually eradicate it, because ultimately that does not correct it. What we have to do is, as I said, in order for us to reduce the stress, the first thing we've got to do is we've got to acknowledge that we're in that situation. But secondly, it's from within. We are in control of actually starting to reduce that stress environment. And what I want to share with you is these 5 key points that I was actually sitting back and reflecting on, just looking at nature, looking at this particular environment of, we all have these stressful environments, but what can we do to actually remove the stress so that we can get into almost a peaceful state, a state where we actually feel a little bit calm, our heart rate's lower down, and we're actually making decisions to help us go forward. So sitting there, and I was sitting on a deck overlooking a watering hole and actually just looking at nature. And it's amazing how nature, I won't say it gives you all the answers, but it gives you the clarity to find those answers. And I was actually, when I was sitting with my wife, it was actually quite funny because I actually said, it's so amazing. We come out of the city of chaos and we come into the nature of clarity. And that was one of my little key phrases for this particular going away, was taking the chaos and moving it into clarity. So how do we actually get that clarity to reduce those stress levels so that we can actually start to have more of a comfortable life as we're starting to go ahead? So the first thing that we really need to do is, and this was something that while I was sitting overlooking the watering hole and just enjoying nature, listening to the birds, just seeing everything around, it was saying, well, you need to recognize the state that you're in. You see, in that particular moment, I was very calm. I was very relaxed. And so too often, we actually don't even recognize the state that we're in. You see, if you're in a state that is, let's say, a negative state where stress, worry, frustrations, anger, everything's inside of you, if you're in that particular state, all that's going to happen is it's just going to elevate it even higher. If you're in a bit of a calm state, you're actually feeling a little bit peace. You're actually seeing the world around you and you're having the gratitude and the love of what you're actually seeing. You're actually in that state that, well, now that I'm in that state, I don't want to change. So for each of you, the very first thing is when you're in a stressed state, in fact, you've got to take a step back. You've got to look at your environment and actually recognize in your particular day, is it generally a state where it is just chaos and suffering? Or is it a state where it's actually, it's beautiful, it's calm, it's relaxing? When you can start to recognize the state that you're going to be in for the day because of the surrounding environments, it helps to set you up. It helps to know, okay, what's actually happening is it's the environment that's putting me into this, because that will actually start to create this awareness. Just like when I was sitting overlooking that watering hole, suddenly it was just this calm state, as much as there were these impalas that went into absolute panic, I was actually very calm. I was very relaxed. Not to say that I was getting kind of like enjoying, maybe there's going to be, you know, a cheetah jumping on the back of an impala, but no, it was, I was just getting relaxed in the state that I was in. So this is the first thing. It's to recognize the state that you're in and have a look at it. Generally speaking, in the day, in the week, are you in a state of chaos, in a state of suffering? Or generally speaking, are you in a state that's beautiful, calm? That's the first point, is to actually recognize it. The second point is then to actually be aware of the state that you're in. So right now, you could actually sit back and say, right, I'm listening to Stuart on this particular session. What state am I in now? And ultimately, you're going to see, am I feeling a little bit of anxiety because I know that I need to do X, Y, and Z after this particular episode? Or is it something that, well, I'm actually feeling quite calm and relaxed, and I know that I'm going to feel calm and relaxed throughout the particular day? Being aware of the state that you're in right now is, in fact, when we speak about coaching, we talk about awareness all the time. It's being aware of what you're doing, because when you're aware of what you're doing, you can actually ask yourself the question, is this action or activity moving me closer to my goal or moving me further away? Is this action putting me more into a stressful situation, or is it taking me out of a stressful situation? So when you actually start to have that awareness of your internal state, do you have it where your hands are always sweaty and you're shaking and you actually feel tense all the time, or do you just feel more relaxed? Now, when you are feeling that tense, what I want you to do, and if you're feeling it right now, start to reflect What got you to that state? What was that trigger that got you off? Was it something that maybe you saw a flat tire and that triggered your particular state? Maybe it's something that when you left home this morning, someone just gave you a hug and said, hey, have a fantastic day. And you were just in this happy, calm state. You see, when you can reflect at the state that you're in right now, and then actually look for the triggers that put you into, whether it's a positive or a negative state, and you start becoming aware of that, you'll actually start to create almost this barrier, this protection. Well, when you see something again, in other words, you see a flat tire, it's out of your control. You know that you can change the tire. You know that everything is going to be fine thereafter. You can breathe and you can calm and you can start going forward. If it's something where every single day, someone just gives you a hug and says, have a fantastic day. Well, now you can look for someone to say, hey, do you mind just giving me a hug? Because I know that you're going to have a fantastic day. I'm going to have a fantastic day. And you can start going forward from there. So when you start building that awareness of your internal state and what triggered it, you can actually start to move yourself away from stress on an ongoing basis. The third point is actually taking ownership. You know, you are in control of your body. You're in control of your temper. You're in control of your emotions to a degree. But really what you're not in control of is you're not in control of the traffic that's around you. You're not in control of people that can create stress on you. You're not in control of the people around you. But what you can do is by taking this ownership of where I am right now, I accept I'm stressed. Fine, I am stressed right now. What can I do to get out of stress? Well, I cannot control the traffic. I'm in this particular traffic. It's going to be an hour. It's going to be a two. Let me just carry on in that. And you can start to calm yourself down. If you're in an environment where people are creating the stress, you can't go to them and say, hey, you need to stop that, because they will just provoke them and carry on. What can you do to move yourself? Maybe, hey, by the way, I just need to go to the bathroom. And you step out of that particular environment so that you can actually calm all that down. You see, it's your reaction to these environments. It's your reaction to what's not in your control that actually starts to create these levels of stress. So you need to take what we call ownership. You need to take ownership from being this victim. I'm in the traffic. Oh my gosh, the people around me are just screaming and shouting. To being a person that's kind of calm in the storm and just saying, you know what? I can control what's inside of me. Let me step away from that environment, or let me accept this particular environment. So too often when we feel like the victim in this, that everything is targeted towards us, it actually starts to create higher levels of stress that starts to push us down. And that can actually become very serious for your health. So when you're starting to take ownership, you're going to go and you're accepting the place that you're actually in, seeing what's in your control, and actually starting to step forward by saying, hey, what can I do? In traffic, there's nothing more that you can do besides turning the radio on and starting to sing. I've seen that so many times. And just like the Impala, they were in a particular situation where they couldn't control that cheetah coming to drink water. But what did they do? They actually moved out of that particular environment to a different pasture. And ultimately, their stress levels came down, which was quite an amazing thing to see. The fourth, and this is something that you can actually do every single time that you're in the stressful situation, is try and return to the present moment. Okay, now what do we mean by returning to the present moment? You see, stress, pressure, all of these type of things actually incurs, and fear as well, incurs in two places. It incurs in the past, something that has already happened, and that's created this level of stress, or it actually looks into the future. Oh man, I've got to go and do this. And that creates this level of stress. You see, when you are consistently always living in the past, and being fearful or having the stress of what's happened, or you're actually always looking in the future and you're fearful, hey, if I make that phone call, this person's not going to like it and they're going to scream and shout, and that creates a level of stress. You've got to remove yourself from the past and the future and live in the present. Live right now. Be the person that's breathing this very second. You see, it's only in this moment right now that you're actually in control. You can't control what's already happened. It's done. It's dusted. And you can't control the future because it hasn't happened yet. But you can control what you're doing right now. And so too often when I'm working with clients and they keep on reflecting on the past and reflecting on the past, that is done. That has already happened. What can you do right now to start moving forward? And then you get the ones that are fearful for the future. Well, the future hasn't happened yet. So why are we being fearful of something that hasn't happened? You're predicting something that's not there. So become present with yourself right now. And then the last one, and this is one that, well, I got to experience this just sitting overlooking that particular watering hole, is actually starting to shift with gratitude. You see, gratitude is an emotional GPS. When you're grateful for where you are right now, suddenly everything starts becoming in alignment. You see, I was sitting in the bush. I was overlooking the actual watering hole, just enjoying nature and the birds, seeing the impala, seeing the actual nature that was around, and actually being grateful for what I was actually experiencing. Suddenly, everything inside of me just started to calm down. I just started to breathe. I started to relax, and I started to get the clarity that I was talking about. You see, when you're actually having a level of gratitude, when you're in your present moment, and you're just being grateful for what is around you and what you've actually got, it does start to calm you down. But more importantly, you can actually start focusing on what's working, what has been great, what is fantastic around you. You see, that's when you're starting to become grateful and the gratitude starts to come in. I was so grateful to be in that environment that it actually gave me the energy back. Where I could have sat there and I could have reflected on the past. I could have reflected that once I leave my vacation, I'm going to have X, Y, and Z. And I didn't do that. I looked at the moment and I was becoming grateful for where I am right now. And that emotional change inside of me started to actually almost create a new level of energy. And it's this new level of energy that starts giving you more clarity. And it's that clarity that actually started to push away those levels, and I want to call it those levels of stress, that really helped me to go forward. So when you start to practice that on an ongoing basis, you're going to actually start to breathe more. So these were 5 tips that really, and this was all just sitting overlooking this watering hole. It's amazing how nature, and I want to say nature was almost talking to me. It was just recognizing that the state that you actually live in. That's what, if you look at your week ahead, what is the state, the environment? Is it a positive, supporting, something that's beautiful? Or is it something that's negative, something that really just keeps you into that stressful state? Start building that awareness of your internal state. So who you are right now. Are you consistently in a stressful situation? And then what is triggering it? What is those triggers that makes you happy? What is those triggers that make you nervous, that makes you feel uncomfortable? And then it's taking that ownership where you're right now. Don't become the victim that consistently says, everything happens to me. I have a flat tire. I have a chipped windscreen. See, that's just a victim. You had no control of the flat tire. You had no control of the stone jumping up and hitting your windscreen. You didn't have control of that. Look at your state and recognize where you are. And then return to the present moment. You know, the present moment is making sure that you're not living in the past and consistently digging up what's happened in the past or in the future and being fearful of what hasn't happened yet. I mean, think about it. That's kind of crazy. Live in the present, because it's a present that you actually have the control over. And then finally, it's that gratitude. It's the gratitude of where you're at. And it's that gratitude that gives you this emotional, and I call it the emotional GPS. It's an emotional direction where you actually feel, well, I feel relaxed. I feel calm. And through this particular process, what you'll find is that stress that we all want to get rid of, well, it actually starts to disappear. Why? Because you're in control of it. Stress happens when you allow the outside world to control you. And when the outside world starts to control you, you will find that your stress levels starts to increase. So by being in control, you will find that you actually will reduce your stress. So there was a quote that I actually come up when I did all of this, and I want to read this. And this was actually, again, the author anonymous. It was just a quote that actually pulled out. Peace isn't the absence of problems. It's the presence of awareness, ownership, and gratitude in the middle of them. And I thought that was so powerful. Peace isn't the absence of problems. It's the presence of awareness, ownership, and gratitude in the middle of them. And when I saw that particular quote, it just became so true. Don't be the victim. Don't be the one that's consistently saying, poor me. Be the one that's accountable. The one that actually is aware, that takes the ownership, but more importantly, has the gratitude of what is around you.